that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Janie King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
For over 35 years, the Turner family at Montgomery Paint and Body has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. We're all weathering a storm right now, but this storm is damaging America differently. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon are open during this time, as always, to take care of your vehicle repairs. The doors are locked, but MPB is fully staffed and operating. If you need us, call for an appointment. Vehicles already in and due for repairs are on schedule. It's MPB's intent to handle all of your transportation needs on time. If you've been putting off a repair, now's an excellent time with so many at home to get your work done. At Montgomery Paint and Body, we work with insurance companies and we keep the process as simple as possible. For many years, we've repaired those little fender benders that may have happened as your son or daughter learned to drive. At other times, it may have been more serious. The MPB staff prides itself on repairing your car back to good as new, maybe better. Please know the Turner family is praying that everyone will be safe from COVID-19 and that your drives will be safe as well. When you need us, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be keeping close tabs on the radar as we go through the next several hours and into the nighttime, with the risk of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be on the strong side. Maybe some damaging wind gusts, some large hail in a couple of the storms. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 67. Tomorrow, risk of a morning shower. Otherwise, look for sunshine by the afternoon, high in the low 80s. Much cooler Friday with a high barely up to about 70. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday, risk of a shower. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night. Showers and thunderstorms likely Easter Sunday, some of which could be strong, possibly severe. Could be a significant severe weather event we're watching. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tonight on Dog Thoughts, Marvin the Mastiff rants about Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Okay, so April 8th is Dog Farting Awareness Day. This is the one day you can blame me. You can yell to the whole family in the living room that I let her rip. But just know that tomorrow is another day. So, Johnny, I need you to own up to your own actions. He who squeaked it, cheeked it. He who reported it, exported it. And he who blamed it, flamed it. This is Marvin the Mastiff saying, Happy Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Don't miss the next Dog Farts with Marvin the Mastiff. Tonight.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Do I sound happy?
Yeah,
there's a good reason for it. That's coming up. Rosie's here. Others may be dropping by.
And here they are.
Jeffra,
please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, we have a severe thunderstorm watch up, but that's not what I found electrifying. I stopped by Rich Thomas's house on the way here, and the picture is on Facebook. This was just unbelievable. That's a happy little pup there. Mm-hmm. This is a fostering situation for a couple of weeks as they get acquainted. But Rich did not grieve alone when he lost Bailey. In fact, we were watching some Bailey videos this morning. And I honestly think, because dogs are superior creatures to us, we learn from them. We may teach them tricks and all that kind of stuff, but they teach us the real meaningful lessons of life. And I think Bailey set this up.
Probably.
What a sweet boy. And look at that. I mean, that is a dog there. Just, and happy. Oh, man, that picture, I sat down on the couch, and he just jumped right up in my lap and curled up and said, okay, now what? Just really, really sweet. I think he's looking for names. I think I saw Mr. Ritterbuttle was looking, coming up with ideas. And... of course, I had to text Janelle the same photo because she felt so bad when we lost Bailey. And she's good at naming things. She really is. She took one look at Hershey and said, Hershey, because he was chocolate brown when he was a puppy. And that was a perfect name for him. So anyway, it's... electrifying when you see a situation like that, and it takes you completely away from all the crap in the news.
And you have a new baby.
Huh?
You have a new baby.
Oh, this computer. Yes. Well, we're just getting acquainted. We're not in love yet. You know, that may take some time because as ancient and decrepit as the other one was, you get used to all of its foibles and idiosyncrasy.
Right.
Above and beyond this amazing little dog I met today, watching the Dow and the market have a big rally.
Yeah.
That's very heartening news as well, because it becomes a light at the end of the tunnel. And the one thing we can... debate, and we will. We'll take calls, whatever you happen to think. I don't know that there's a right or wrong on any of this yet, because I don't think we know all the facts. But there's a sinister component to the timing of this. You know what the schools are worried about? In San Antonio and the University of Michigan, they're already worried about calling it the Chinese Wuhan virus. because it's going to precipitate hate crimes against Asian people. That's the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard in my life. They tried this with Trump supporters, right? We were all looking for minorities because he's a racist, so we must be racist too, and we just can't help ourselves, so we're... And it turns out that every single one, the most famous of which was the Juicy Smollett attack, was self-inflicted, a hoax, fake. Happens all the time. But it gets reported, and then when it turns out to be fake or a hoax, and even arrest the person that perpetrated the hoax, it ends up, you know, like 5 miles into the back of the newspaper.
Page 23.
Yeah, if they bother at all. Because they're so consumed by hate and so blinded by it, they can't bring themselves to... It's like that line in the movie. You can't handle the truth. So here we are, and supposedly weeks away from any semblance of normalcy. But the people that put money, who invest with faith in this country, are liking what they're seeing. Because after losing 10,000 points, give or take, the Dow has now regained about 40% of that loss in a very short period of time. In fact, I was talking to Dan briefly as he was going downstairs, and I said, man, if it had been able to hang on to yesterday's gains, it would be in recovery territory already. So that's good news. We need good news. We talked a bit this morning about baseball and baseball trying to devise a plan where they can begin the season. I started actually mentioned this early this morning with a little history lesson. After Pearl Harbor and the country went into a phase of shock and then rage at what happened, and isn't it interesting, the one person who took action against people of Asian descent was FDR. He didn't trust them to the point where he found it necessary to quarantine them for a period of time during the war, which... Yeah, that I think that's why liberals think that Trump wants to do that kind of stuff, because they did it. It's a shameful chapter. We're not talking about visitors. We're talking about people.
American citizens.
American citizens who were put into, now they weren't concentration camps of the Hitler style, but they lost their homes, their businesses, and they were stuck in the desert in crowded camps for 3 years or a little more than that. But Roosevelt knew for America's psyche that something needed to be done. And all we hear from the media is how impossible things are. We don't hear about what's possible. David Blackman told us yesterday that it was possible for the Army Corps of Engineers to come in and convert a building in Dallas. Was it 3 or 5 days? Either way, it's amazing. Into a 900-bed hospital. 900 beds. And guess how many of those beds are in use right now?
Oh.
Zero. Because all of the panic, all of the hysteria was based on models produced by the WHO.
Why?
No, the WHO. And models that from over the last couple of weeks have been continually revised downward with this pandemic. And even Dr. Birx admitted yesterday that doesn't matter if there's other complications or comorbidity issues with somebody who passes away. If they had corona, that's the cause of death. That's lousy accounting, in my opinion. Life, every day, under the best of circumstances, comes with risk. And we have to figure out a way to move forward. David Blackman told us yesterday there's 90 counties in Texas with no coronavirus whatsoever. So they're supposed to stay at home? You know, the numbers, even in crowded New York, and that situation will certainly take a bit longer to work out. I see that light at the end of the tunnel here. I even said yesterday, I'm hoping, instead of all these task forces and stuff, that maybe our mayor and the governor can sit and chat and begin contemplating ways we can resume life as we know it here. Not tomorrow, but before the end of the month. So there's optimism, and there's good reason for it. And Bernie dropped out, two-time loser. Even though he had pretty much equal delegate support, you know, they all play on the same team. And Joe Biden may seem like a harmless man, but in a way, we know about Bernie and what Bernie believes in, and it's flat-out communism and government control of everything. We saw how the government worked when we had to unleash. It was unleashing the private sector that started making the difference in this COVID-19 situation. But Joe Biden, I think, is more dangerous only because he'll do whatever he's told to do by the deep state. And that bothers me. I've gone 5,000 miles out of my way here, but started out with a man and a dog. And I find that electrifying. Mr. Electric, by the way, if you need work or service, they're still open. And you won't have your situation in better hands with certified master electricians who come to your house at your convenience, not theirs. So whatever time you establish that works for you, that's when your doorbell is going to ring. They give you an upfront price on whatever work you need done. They tidy up any mess that's created from an installation or repair. And all you're left with is the great result you called for in the first place. And if your home is over 20 years old and then you've never had the wiring inspected or checked out, you should call Mr. Electric and just ask for that service. 245-1566 or visit MrElectric@Montgomery.com. 18 minutes after 3, and Sam is our first caller of the afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about some good news, and I thought I'd share a little bit with you. It's I got my first hummingbird feeder of the season up. Looking for the bird.
Yay.
Yeah, man. It's all this warm weather, I expect them to come rolling through anytime. And it was even, I'm talking about the newspaper, on the front page of the Dothan Eagle a couple days ago. There it was. How to attract more birds. Nice little article. And it's just something we always look. It's like fresh tomatoes. I always feel better, you know, when you see the birds come rolling through.
We got them in our backyard. We leave them up year-round. We just got to refill them. Because I'm not sure when they return, but I could sit there for hours watching them come and go. They're amazing creatures.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it before, and I just thought that, you know, I'm almost done. Take it to you, Greg. Enjoying your show, and God bless. All I can say.
Appreciate it. Bernie's out, and Linda Tripp, the whistleblower, the legitimate whistleblower, by the way, in the Clinton Lewinsky thing, has died at the age of 70 today.
Wow.
David.
Rest in peace. Hey, you know when something is politically motivated, when they get into creative counting, and I read an article last week online, I can't remember what state it was in, but an individual who had tested positive died in a car accident, and they put the cause of death as COVID-19.
Yeah, they're doing that with anything, and it just runs the numbers up and creates more fear and keeps the panic going.
Right, absolutely.
Nor are they telling us who's had it with, how many people have had it, but with mild symptoms. How many people have had it and have already recovered and resumed their life?
I'm not sure they know.
I think we had it here.
Yeah.
We still believe that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, they've thrown out numbers like 85% are asymptomatic with it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a high percentage. You think of the flu, influenza, things like that, the cold, you know. You can't even get close to 85% of people asymptomatic with the flu or with a cold or something like that. So, you know, again, this is just a means of trying to drive fear and insecurity and doubt into the American public to try and somehow affect the upcoming election, I believe.
Well, she's already starting with that stuff with, you know, the next stimulus will come with federally mandated mail-in ballots. This is all about stealing elections, not about helping American people. It's about their crap, their agenda, and they never stop. And I'll tell you what the biggest regret this country will ever have is not getting up and giving Trump a Republican House in 2018. We are paying a horrendous price for that.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Have a good one, Greg.
Appreciate the call. 321, let's get Ken in before the break. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Greg. What did you think about the mayor of Chicago's haircut statement?
Oh, God.
Well, she has different rules that apply to her.
Of course, she's the Democrat. Do as I say, not as I do.
I can't believe that she was actually that blunt and honest about, you know, her being aristocratic over us.
Yeah, she's very important, obviously.
And I hadn't heard your comment on that yet. I was curious what your take was.
Haven't gotten to it yet. She's a hideous woman. I'm sorry, she is. And she's like so many other Democrats. The problems that city has that need to be addressed. But she's got, while the salons are closed, while businesses and business dreams are evaporating, she can go do what the rest of the city can't. That's the Democratic Party right there, and people better get their heads out of their ass and see it, or we're all going to be living like that.
Amen. Have a good one, Greg.
Thanks. Good call. All right, quick break here at 3:23, and I think I have one more electrifying moment coming, but I'm going to wait till after the break.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcast. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your
voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Passover begins at sundown.
Kosher, kosher. Have much flavor and no yeast. Matzo balls are heavy, so better eat them slow. And they're sort of binding, won't let my people go.
Reminder that the official Matzo Man for the River Region as we celebrate Passover is our buddy Lou Nyman. He is, and his brother Hal is co-Matzo Man. And it's an honor we bestow on them every year. Long-term listeners to the show, great folks, and good contributors of funny stuff. It is 3:28 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to talk to Jack. Well, this is a day of new equipment. The computer I begged for. They didn't even give me a chance to take the old one out.
They didn't want you to hurt yourself.
They didn't give me the cathartic moment I wanted to hurl it at least into the ditch behind the stage just to get rid of 15 years of frustration. So, but the new one, you know, it's like anytime you get a new piece of technology, whether it's an iPhone or a laptop or an iPad, there's a figuring out process. So that's what we're doing this afternoon. And I'm going to test it. I'm going to see if it'll play a Twitter video clip and all the stuff that I wasn't able to do. I mentioned another electrifying moment. So I come in and it's great when you see a package that you didn't expect to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I went by the mailbox and there's this big brown box addressed to Greg Budell and Company, and it's from the Cronins.
Yay.
In the Carolinas. And last time we got a big package like this, there was some really amazing stuff inside.
Yep.
So.
You need scissors?
Can I get something better than those stupid kid scissors we keep in here? I think they're afraid that we're going to hurt ourselves if they give us a legitimate pair.
Well.
Oh, yeah, I guess you got a point. Look at this, rounded edges and everything.
But it works.
Does it?
Yes, and it won't stab you.
Try me.
If you make a mistake.
Look, it got stuck where the plastic tape crosses one over the other. It won't cut through that.
Yes, it will.
Hey, well, if you can't have a computer to yell about, how about scissors that suck? I'll just use my manly strength to go
it's
from
here. It's always something.
I don't want people to think I just randomly whine about everything, but sometimes I do. I'm not a grumpy old man, okay? Just want to make that real clear.
This is live radio.
That's right. This is not pre-recorded.
You are going to hear us. Look, be delighted when
whatever
we find
is
out
in
what's
here. They went
the
to a lot of work to send it to us, and I want
yes.
them to hear that moment on the
absolutely.
Air.
Absolutely.
If you send me a box full of money or something, believe me, I'll open it up live in the air, and you'll get to experience just how appreciative. Whoa. Dear Greg, Rich, Jay, Rosie, Seth, Eddie, Joey, and Dan, but mostly Greg, Karen and I wanted to express our very sincere gratitude to all of you for helping us to stay sane during these uncertain times. We listen every day, and now having you on during the weekends has been wonderful. I mentioned to Karen this past week that we needed to send you a care package to keep you going. And inside we have Chex Mix, flourless peanut butter cookies.
Oh,
we had those last. Those
yes.
are so good. And granola with old-fashioned oats, organic maple syrup, organic coconut sugar, pink salt, quinoa. Wow. I mean, it's like homemade
wow.
Lucky Charms. Plastic cups are included for convenient consumption of Chex Mix and others. I mean, they thought of everything.
Yes.
So I will set this over here, and Rosie, you'll be unpacked, because we're going to get ready to talk to Jacqueline Tomlinson
yes.
next. Oh, here's a text from...
Alan!
Let's see. You can office space the old one once you know the new one works well. Ah. But we could do one of those... maybe we'll pick a good cause and fundraise and give everybody a chance. We used to do that in Florida. It was a thing actually kind of all over the country where they'd take a crappy old car and you would raise, sell everybody a chance to hit it with a sledgehammer for $50. It was a thing there for a while. Georgia Floors Direct is open on their website. And Facebook page, Georgia Floors Direct Facebook page, is always filled with photos of their latest offerings. They are completely COVID compliant. And when you need flooring, you need flooring. They have observed all the same. In fact, as Jeff explained it to me, if people come in, they want to feel a piece of flooring for the texture, it's immediately sanitized once it's placed back. So there's no risk. They're observing the social distancing. So you can shop with confidence and know you're going to get a real wholesale price and below wholesale on some of the inventory that remains from a business that they absorbed a short while ago. Now, once you decide what you want, you can do 12 months good as cash. It's a way to support a local business, do something great for your house, and not have to take any cash out of pocket. Right now, for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct, and they have their own team of installers. So it's all them from beginning to end, and you can count on a great result. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Again, look them up on Facebook. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a report of an accident earlier, 1600 block of East Boulevard. That's going to be right in front of the McDonald's, right there at the Aldi. So use caution there. That one should be out of the way now, but use caution anyway. 1200 block of Wasden and 600 block of Felder. That's going to be out near the airport. We got cows out and roaming around. Watch out for those guys. And then, of course, the East South Boulevard, we're busy from Troy Highway all the way back to Baptist. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge, busy this afternoon. That's about it. Everybody seems to be getting where they're going, and we've got light to moderate traffic all over the city. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the big crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Whether you're working from home, taking online classes, or just need more internet speed, switch to WOW for super fast internet for $34.99 a month and get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Details at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities
because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for. And choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery County EMA doing its part to get much-needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given out more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and in getting much-needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have at least one case of COVID-19. Selma police have arrested a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Chief Kenta Fulford says 26-year-old Sean Payton Land was pulling over people in a car equipped with blue lights. After a brief high-speed chase with real police officers, Land was caught and arrested Monday. He's charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Land is being held in the Dallas County Jail on $36,000 bond. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be keeping close tabs on the radar as we go through the next several hours and into the nighttime, with the risk of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be on the strong side. Maybe some damaging wind gusts, some large hail in a couple of the storms. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 67. Tomorrow, risk of a morning shower. Otherwise, look for sunshine by the afternoon, high in the low 80s. Much cooler Friday with a high barely up to about 70. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday, risk of a shower. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night. Showers and thunderstorms likely Easter Sunday, some of which could be strong, possibly severe. Could be a significant severe weather event we're watching. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's used gloves.
Ooh. I'm wondering what the hell is wrong with people. How big a jerk can you be?
Leaving gloves in the grocery cart.
Spreading that COVID-19. They are nasty, disgusting, ignorant fools. Just out spreading disease. Oh, some dummy.
Some dummy.
Ooh, some dummy.
Some dummy.
In shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's gloves. It's not hard.
It's not hard.
To be nice and polite instead of awful and gross. Gonna spread.
Gonna spread a disease.
With your gloves, just throw your gloves away at home, stupid clown. With nothing in that tiny brain, it's so self-important and vile. Oh, some dummy,
some dummy,
ooh, some dummy.
Some dummy.
In shopping carts, I'm finding somebody's gloves.
And now, the queen of
random
facts
is in the studio. I'm sorry. I just gave you a convoluted intro. Yeah. No, Jay's in the room. He's checking out our hot new computer.
Can you play something from your new computer? Go to YouTube and pick a favorite song. Not Katrina and the Waves. Heard that enough.
I'm going to play the song that...
Play Sticks. I don't care.
I don't have anything by them. Let's see. I Hear You Knocking. That was the song we were going to listen to this morning. All right, you ready? Here's the big test.
Is the guest
one
coming out?
It's coming out. It could, just a tad. On our phone door, it is our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delkin Tomlinson. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Did I hear right? We have a new computer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa, big time.
Now we need a new phone because you sound kind of muffled this afternoon, but, you know, it only took 15 years to get the computer.
Okay. We'll get a new phone.
By the time Steven graduates high school, I'm being optimistic here, we'll have this phone system addressed.
Well, there you go. I'm just going to bright side here.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Even though we have a severe thunderstorm watch. Hey, Passover starts tonight, and Rosie pointed out that for the first time.
Yeah, Israel, for the first time since the original plagues, Israel is on lockdown tonight.
I think amazing things are going to happen.
Oh, I do too, Jacqueline.
It's not a coincidence.
The hair
that
is standing up
right now.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Mark my words. I promise you, I'm serious. I think amazing things are happening right now.
I do too.
Have to believe you've been to a Passover Seder.
I have. I actually have a Passover Seder plate that I will use tonight. I won't do a true Seder dinner because We're not Jewish, but I have been to Seder dinners, and they're beautiful. And I have a Seder dinner, and I take a Seder dinner plate, and I take it out every year at Passover because it's an amazing remembrance.
Well, I'm not Jewish,
we're going to have hamburgers tonight.
I had a buddy down there who would invite me to their Passover Seders as the token.
Oh, it's amazing.
As the token goyim.
Well, they have them here. A lot of the temples because they only have like two here, but the temples here will do them. And then also some of the churches do the Seder dinner from the Christian perspective.
Yeah.
And that's actually beautiful to go to as well, because
yes,
you get to see the symbolisms of the original Seder dinner and how coming into like Christ and his death and resurrection. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's interesting because Israel's on lockdown at this time. Easter Sunday's coming, and wicked weather is looming for Easter Sunday on top of all
It'll
the
be
other
all right.
things. By the way, the governor of Nevada, and I hope somebody tests him. This is the guy that banned hydrochloroquine from being used in his state because Trump endorsed it, so it must be horrible. Then later reversed his position because it does work, dumbass. And then now he is threatening to crack down on large Easter family dinners.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
And they voted for this person.
So, I mean, I think we're really getting on, we're bordering on a lot of unconstitutional things that the government's going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really skirting the line on a lot of things. And so I think we just need to be careful and be smart about it. But, like, so I'm Catholic. That's not a secret. Like, I'm Catholic, and a lot of Catholics have big families. And it's been kind of a joke in our community. Like, if they keep, you know, taking the number of people down, some of our friends are going to have to go stay in their houses, because some of my friends have 6-7 kids. You know, if you say 10 people can't be in the same house, what are they going to do?
Well, you'll just have to get kicked out of the family temporarily or something.
It's like the weakest link has to go stay with grandma, you know? Like, what are you doing? No, like, it's borderline on ridiculous at this point. Like, these are families. If families want to spend the holidays together, it's a family decision.
Yeah, they should be able to.
People are being smart about this, you know? Like, I'm looking on Facebook of friends of mine who grandparents are having to visit their kids, like, through fences and stuff. And it's sad, But, like, if the families have been quarantined and haven't been exposed, then let them spend the holidays with one another.
Man, you know, it's
how I feel.
This is not going to solve a pandemic either. This is vicious abuse of power. This is fascism. We're all getting a sneak preview of this through the rationing, through the regulation of our days, through what we can and can't do, and that long list.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, in the city, yesterday I read a story that the mayor is doing not one but two task forces on restarting the local economy. You don't need a task force. You need to understand that there are hundreds and hundreds of little businesses that represent people's livelihoods and dreams, and the sooner you can make them viable again, the better and the less damage that we'll have from this situation. Yeah, why do you need a task
force? Well, I thought in the last 48 hours, there's been a lot of positive news that's come out, a lot of positive things about the virus. So maybe we are turning that corner.
I believe
maybe
we are.
Maybe we are getting to the point where people will reevaluate it next week and say, okay, like, let's keep our social distancing, but things are going to start opening again, and we're going to play it by ear. It's like, everybody just needs to be smart about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Common
I'm
sense.
Helpful.
There's got to be room for common sense in the equation. Because what they're doing through this, I understand you want to minimize the impact of a pandemic. But any pandemic, any flu season is going to hit hardest those who are most vulnerable. And there's that in that sense, COVID-19 is just like the seasonal flu, which killed 30,000, or so they say. And they're making it the cause of death on anybody that had it along with other comorbidity issues. And Dr. Birx admitted that. I don't know why. Maybe that makes funding or paying the bills easier. I have no idea. But when baseball, I mean, you're asking people to do something that is not a human condition, which is to be locked in a place for weeks on end with only permission to run to the store and get back to your house and watch Tiger King again. There's a resistance building to this. Baseball wants to open their season in Arizona. They literally want to build a biosphere so they can start their season, protect the players, and give people something to watch on TV. This can't go on to the lengths of time that some people have suggested.
It's not healthy.
Relational people. I mean, we were built for relationship.
Well, I had issues with that for a while, but I think I've overcome those.
You've reformed.
I think it's important to realize that we are relationship-based people. That's how we're made, and this is not sustainable. And I just am thankful that we live in a time where I can FaceTime my parents, or I can pick up the phone and call, and I can have Zoom, you know, meetings with my family all over the country, that we live in a day and age where that's possible, but that's still no substitute for the real thing. And it's been very difficult for us. I mean, I've seen my husband and my kid. That's the only people I've really seen 99% of the time for the last 22 days. It's a lot, you know, even on a positive day. It's still a lot.
Meanwhile, you're still working with an open court system that's managed to figure it out in lieu of not being able to, you know, go into a courtroom. The system is still up and running because it needs to be.
It is. The court system is still up and running as it should be. I wish that they were being a little bit more liberal with some of the cases that they are hearing, especially cases that don't have, like, a lot of witnesses and it's just the parties. I feel like, on average, we keep about a six-foot distance as is in a courtroom. So I think with slight modifications, we could really be safe about it, and some of these cases could still be going forward. I think it's important because you have to remember a lot of these people have been waiting for their court date for a year, if not longer.
Right.
And then they finally get their court date, and then this COVID-19 happens. And now people are reaching out to us going, well, when's my court date? And I'm like, well, I don't mind to be a smart aleck, but your guess is as good as mine. You know, like, I don't know when they're going to reset it. So we're really just trying to keep clients positive as well and realize this isn't the end of the world. We're still going to get a court date, like, stay status quo. Everybody's in a little bit of a hiatus right now. But the court system is still pumping out orders. Things are still happening. Don't get frustrated.
Well, if you need a consultation, Duncan Tomlinson specializes in representing men in matters of divorce, but the highest praises I've had are from some of your female clients, and, of course, all matters of family law. In addition, Amy, if there's a financial situation that's been born out of this crisis, you have an outstanding bankruptcy attorney that you can connect to through Duncan Tomlinson. And we're going to have
her. Yeah, and she's still working. She's still up and running. I talk to Amy multiple times a day. And so they're still doing, not only do they do bankruptcies, but they also do property closings and those types of things. So they've had a few of those been going on a week.
Yeah, Eddie Bader says he's written three deals in the last week. Life has not come to a grinding halt. It just sometimes feels that way.
And I think that that's the thing that listeners need to remember. If you can be as normal as possible, living within temporary restrictions, we're all going to be happier. You can't just sit on your couch and binge watch Tiger King, even though it's awesome. you still need to be a functioning, contributing member to society. Take a walk. Plant a garden. Call a friend. Write a letter to somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, do that home project you've been putting off.
Go out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, enjoy the countryside, and bring some color and some life back to your house.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I mean, every day we kind of take one small thing and say, okay, today we're going to do this, and that's going to be our accomplishment for the day, whether it be something so small as organizing the pantry or it's going to Fitzpatrick Greenery and saying, you know, we're gonna plant a garden today. Just do something every day that keeps you living. Don't just lay on your couch and binge watch Netflix.
By the way, before I give the number, I would like you to take a look at my Facebook page and take a look at the dog that I'm pictured there with and give it...
I've already loved it. Thank you very much.
Oh.
I loved Rich's initial post as soon as I saw it because I was like, stop it right now. That is adorable.
That dog
Please
is.
Tell me he took that baby home. And then I saw your post and I was like, yeah.
Well, I with the picture with me, I'm seeing comments like, what a cutie. He's a cutie. So adorable. His name. But I don't know what they think about the dog.
You're a mess. That dog is precious.
It is.
Is it as cute in real life as it is in the picture?
I went to his house.
He looks like he's just full of joy.
Sat on the sofa, and that dog bounded into my lap and curled up and said, okay, I'm ready for some attention. Just, I love it.
Aww. Absolutely. Yeah. Aww, good. Oh, and Dana's, I text messaged you, but I didn't get to tell Rosie. Dana's babies are the size of a head of lettuce.
Wow.
That's a big...
So there's...
Yeah.
There's two heads of lettuce in there.
So the babies are getting bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Dana's getting larger.
Well...
Yeah, but I will say this. She looks great.
Yeah,
like, I saw her yesterday. And she looks even... Not that she doesn't look phenomenal in those pictures, because she does, but she looks even better in person.
Comments among those that think pregnant women are extremely beautiful.
She is glowing, and she looks great, and she's staying active, and she's also still working. Don't think, Dana's laying on the couch watching Tiger King, although she has watched Tiger King, I have. She's still working, we're still working, everything's great. So, one day at a time. One day at a time, y'all.
819-4810, 819-4810, or divorcefromalabama.com for Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you for your time.
Stay out of trouble.
Yes, ma'am. Will do.
Bye.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is Landmark.com.
landmark.church. And there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you and be safe.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
658.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident, Troy Highway at the East South Boulevard intersection. Watch out for emergency vehicles headed there. There's an injury involved with that accident. Use caution as you're motoring through the area. We've got congestion on the Northeast Boulevard, Wears Ferry Road up to Wetumpka Highway. Outbound on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson. Also, more congestion, Fairview Avenue, East South Boulevard from Norman Bridge Road up to Baptist. Use caution, buckle up, and be safe out there this afternoon. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance.